Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board. It's another Monday in the Valley, and we're here with our hotline number of 570-743-9565. You give us a call, you'll talk to our producer, Rob Center, this morning, who will take a bit of basic information from you and then put you through to me, and I will talk to you and hear what's on your mind this morning. Again, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message so that it comes right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. On the Mark, brought to you, as I said, by Sunbury Motors. And where are they? Well, they're on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check them out on the web at sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. Plus, they are a master towing service with decades of experience. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. When I left you on Thursday, the last thing I talked about was an article that was in our local paper from the Los Angeles Times, written by Tommy Barboza, I believe it is. And the headline is, Bird Names Shouldn't Honor Bigots and Enslavers. And this is what part of what the article says. I just wanted to pass this along. There's something especially abhorrent about naming plant and animal species after people who held racist views or committed despicable acts. Townsend's warbler, Townsend's big-eared bat, and Townsend's chipmunk, for example, are among the creatures whose names honor a 19th-century ornithologist who dug up the graves of indigenous people and decapitated their skulls to try to prove their racial inferiority, calling them savages little better than brute beasts. And then he goes on to say it's not just living things that have objectionable names. The U.S. is still dotted with towns, mountains, lakes, public buildings, and monuments that bear the names of racists, colonizers, and enslavers, or slurs against black and indigenous people. Though there's sometimes a confounding level of resistance to changing them, it is slowly happening, such as when UC Berkeley Law School dropped the name of its Bolt Hall because it honored a 19th century attorney now known to be an anti-Chinese racist. So here we go again. Anybody who ever did anything wrong in the past who had something named after them, we must remove their name from it. Frankly, I never heard of Townsend. I never heard of Townsend's warbler, Townsend's big-eared bat, or Townsend's chipmunk. And, you know, I don't know what Mr. Townsend did. If he did what they say he did, it certainly is horrible. But, you know, it was a different time, a different place, a different era, different values, different... Just everything was different about it. You know, we've learned a lot since then, but that doesn't mean we have to take away the guy's accomplishments. If he was a brilliant ornithologist and he discovered all of these things, well, then maybe he deserves to have some recognition. But again, put it in context. If he's got a problem, say what the problem was. And they are still trying to change the names of all the other things here. I don't know Mr. Bolt. Don't remember hearing of him. I'm not familiar with the UC Berkeley Law School. But if he is now known to be an anti-Chinese racist, does that justify taking away his prior achievements or what they named the school for him or building for him in the first place? Probably because he gave one heck of a lot of money. In any event, we have one call coming in, one on the way, 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Feel free to give us a call right now. And are we set with them? Caller, Rob? Okay. Good morning. You're on, Mark. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, hello, Harry. Eric.
This is Eric. How are you, sir?
All right, and you?
I'm an angry young man this morning, believe it or not.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Well, I just walked into Walmart to pick up a couple of things for my grandkids for Christmas. And what do my wondering eyes do appear but a Jackson Hewlett tax service and a ripoff quite near.
Okay.
So, Mr. McGranahan, now Jackson Hewlett is pushing the envelope even further by marketing to people with very little or no money to get their tax refund loan in time for Christmas.
Well, they're not the only ones who do that. Other companies do that as well. If you get a refund and you have your taxes done, I think H&R Block has mentioned that from time to time.
And now they're pushing it to before Christmas. And I've talked about this before, Joe. It's preying upon our vulnerable citizens, ultimately, you know, oftentimes the one with young kids and so forth. And it's stealing the money that you and I pay into taxes, which then get turned around and shared with these folks as work incentives, you know, the different incentives they have. So what do you think the percentage rate is? Because it is a loan. If approved for an early refund advance loan on a prepaid card, I actually picked up one of their flyers this morning, Joe.
What do you think the
loan rate is? Just take a guess.
Well, it's probably equivalent to credit cards, somewhere around 16%, I would think.
35.5%.
35.5%. Well, that's almost usury.
35.5% and a 7.5% fee on the loan to initiate it.
Hmm. Well, you know, but people can either make a decision to do that or not do it. I mean, you obviously wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't think it's a pretty good deal, you know. But if you needed money for Christmas and you had a refund coming and it met your immediate need, I mean, there used to be big business in payday loan companies. I don't know that they're still around here anymore, but I know there used to be a couple in the area where you could go get an advance on your paycheck or get a couple of bucks between now and payday, and I think they had rather high interest rates there, too. But, you know, there's an old expression, Eric, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
But there's also an expression where we need to help protect people from themselves sometimes, you know, especially younger folks, younger people with young kids who get, and the thing of it is, it's my money and your money, Joe, which is we're paying in taxes, and a lot of these are incentives with the earned income tax credit, child care credit, child credit. You and I are paying for this to stick into the pocket of these people. So, you know, when you're getting 35.5% plus 7% fees, that's just raping and stealing the money you and I have put in for these people to try to get ahead on life, and these companies are just ripping it off, and I think there needs to be legislation against it. And now, I always ran about, you know, in the beginning of the year, Joe, I ran about this every year, I understand that, about tax time, but now they're pushing it before Christmas. And it's right there in Walmart, right there as you're ready to check out or as you're entering in. And it says you can get your money today on a prepaid card. It's not right, Joe. And I think there's legislation against it because it's ripping people off and it's ripping off our tax money, which should be going to these people who can help take that money to help me get out of debt or get something established for their kids.
All right, but again, if you need money for Christmas and that's your option, you've got a refund coming, and you're willing to pay that fee, why shouldn't you be allowed to do it?
Okay, then why should we have any loan sharking laws at all, Joe?
Well, it's not loan sharking because they're not going to send somebody out to break your kneecaps after if you don't pay the loan back. But, you know, they obviously have some precautions they take to make sure that you are a reasonable risk with respect to loaning you that money.
Well, heck yeah, they do. They're taking their tax money up front, taken away from them.
Right. Well, who gets the refund? Does the refund come to the company or does it come to the individual taxpayer?
They get a portion of it. They get their money back.
No,
but how?
Yeah, how?
Yeah.
The government isn't going to send the refund to a third party. It's going to send it to me, and then I'm responsible for paying back the loan.
Okay, so I don't pay the loan back, and now my credit's totally ruined, and I can't get ahead anyhow.
We have another call coming in, but go ahead. I'll let you finish.
I think this is loan sharking. I think it's wrong. I think it's stealing the tax money that you and I are paying in to help these people get started. I think there should be legislation against it.
Well, I think there is legislation against usury and you know, charging exorbitant amounts. But apparently, whatever they're charging does not fit that classification.
Exactly, and it should. And it's not right. And it's ripping people off, our most vulnerable, some of the vulnerable citizens, ripping them off. And it shouldn't be, it's not right.
Well, forgive me, but how do you know that, just asking, how do you know that the people that are going to these lines or these loans are the most vulnerable people around? Maybe they are just pressed for cash at Christmas time, and this seems like a good way to get more money. They might be reasonable people willing to pay this fee.
Again, it's the people who are getting a refund. No, it's marketed towards those folks. And as you said, you and I wouldn't do it because we have resources and we have financial knowledge.
Right.
They're targeting at the ones who don't have the resources, because why would you take out a 35.5% loan if you didn't have to?
Well, I can't argue that point with you. I wouldn't do it unless I absolutely, desperately wanted to buy something for somebody for Christmas and had no other option, and I was getting a fairly substantial refund back from the government.
My advice is, stay within your budget for Christmas, people. You know, use your things. Use your presence as a present rather than going out and overspending. And don't fall for this Jackson Hewlett crap and lose something that you actually had to start off the new year on a better financial footing.
Okay. Well, bear in mind what they're doing is perfectly legal, and you have an option to either accept it or reject it. You don't have to do it. Nobody's putting a gun to your head and say, borrow this money. And they disclose, they disclose the terms, which you easily found and which you related to us. They disclose the terms. They're not hiding anything. They're telling you up front exactly what it's going to cost you.
No, it took me about 5 minutes going through their website as I'm sitting here in the parking lot. Their flyer just says, ching, ching bells, what every dollar matters. You know, scan to book your appointment.
Okay.
You have to dig real deep to find out what it's actually going to cost you.
Well, fair enough. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call.
Thanks,
sorry,
Joe. Good to be back, sir.
Sorry you're an angry young man today. Thank you. All right, Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, wow, that's good to hear, Eric, or I'm kind of confounded because he's usually for anything the government does, or he likes when the government gets involved in the Americans' business. So, and what, during your conversation, you had explained to him that it's all legal.
Right.
He keeps bringing up Jackson Hewlett, who is not doing anything illegal, but he would have more of a case if he would complain against the government who okayed these laws, right? That's what you were trying to tell him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are laws against the amount of interest that can be charged.
Right, but they're not breaking it, like you said. They couldn't get away with doing this. A company that big, right?
Right.
I mean, they have it written down, and someone obviously would have went to the government and say, hey, they're breaking the law. That's my opinion, but Eric is complaining about the company rather than the source of the problem is the United States government. Now he wants to legislate against what is legislated.
I'm afraid you lost me there. Why is the government responsible for this? I mean,
well, they okay this. This would be illegal if it was a mob boss
okay,
in New York.
All right,
right,
I see what you're saying. You're saying
right, the seed of the his complaint, he's one step ahead of himself complaining about the company. That's just like the banking industry when they collapsed, that I tried to maybe talk about earlier, is that the reason that none of the big bank officials went to jail is because they didn't break any laws. It was what the government allowed them to do. And they did it, and things went bad, right? They weren't breaking laws, just like these people. But he wants to blame this company that legitimately has and, you know, accountants, and they look at this and say, what can we do legally? And they do it. And he complains against them rather than the government. Now he wants to legislate laws that his government, that he often leans on and doesn't mind if they get involved in everyday Americans' lives, now they allow this. There's limits on that. You talked about the word usury, which is found in an ancient book that I read about, how that works. So that's my issue with him. And another thing, the people may not have had to do this, but they have to live in the Biden economy.
Right, they're victims of Bidenomics.
Right, yeah, and I don't know if you, I don't have it exactly right here, but the amount of credit card debt in the United States, I did look it up and I have it here, it's $1.079 trillion in the third quarter. Now, I'm not reading the whole thing, but I think everyone who watches the news, that they occasionally touch on the amount of credit card debt. That's because people don't have, they used up all their savings already just to pay for 3 years of the Biden economy. It's draining. I just heard a stat that what you have to pay for monthly bills anymore, such as gas to food to rent to all that stuff, is a little bit over $700 to $800 a month. Now, yep, that's taking that right out of your pocket just to pay for things, and a lot of that has to do with one of his first things about not drilling for resources and carbon or oil, whatever you want to call it. That when Biden came into office, he stopped that, and now we're dependent on other countries, and the price, however you want to define the price of gasoline going up, go ahead, but that's one of the sources of the overall economy being worse than what it was when it was around $2 a gallon in 2019 or so.
Well, you know, I agree with you in part, and I agree with Eric in part, but here's the thing.
Do you agree with Eric?
Well, let me finish. You make an offer. In other words, I make you an offer. I will loan you X number of dollars at X percent of interest, and I will advance you money on your income tax return, your refund. You know, right. So that's an offer. I don't have to accept it. You know, right. There's more than one source. You
right.
could probably go to a bank and say, I've got a $5,000 income tax return coming. I'd like to borrow $1,000 for Christmas. And you probably get a much lower rate.
Well, I understand. I do. We
but
all
I'm
have to kind
it,
of live in that world
it's
of
individual,
contracts.
It's
right?
individual responsibility,
right.
in other words.
I agree, but I'd say the Biden economy is putting pressure on people to go to this extreme that they may have never went to before, because you are losing, you've lost because the inflation's so high, you're losing $700 to $800 a month. That means a lot to me personally.
Well,
in my household. That's not just something I can look at and, you know, smile and say, oh yeah, that's life, you know, things go up and down. No, that makes things desperate when, you know, you got to look, am I paying this bill this month or this bill this month? Eric's just off base where he complains about Hewlett Packard doing this. It's not Hewlett Packard.
No, it's not.
It was the United States government that legislated these kinds of things that can happen.
Hewlett Packard makes equipment for computers. They don't loan out money on
Jackson Hewlett. Yeah,
right.
I don't deal with those people myself. And I'm fortunate that I'm not in that desperate state. But it's not as though I don't look and see that, you know, my household economy
right.
is different than it was 4 or 5 years ago. You know, like Reagan said, are you better off now?
Well, the thing where I disagree with Eric is he says the government has to protect us from ourselves.
No, that's what he said. I wrote it down that, or no,
he
says protect the people from themselves.
Selves.
We have to protect the people from the government. The government is now a massive machine by itself. Once you send those people to D.C., they have such a small voice because the government is so large, you can't really stop
Fair
it.
Enough.
And it's the momentum of the government now that when there are things being decided, it just doesn't seem like it's to benefit people on the local level at the federal.
Okay, Joe, we got another call we have to take. Thank you for your comments.
Right,
appreciate
yep,
it. Thank
yep,
you, sir. Call again.
Right.
Bye. Okay, I'm sorry, Stan, you're on the mark from Danville. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Joe, I can't understand why you're being so bigoted this morning. Talking about these people in the past, their towns and birds and animals were named after.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
The sign of the time.
Yeah, it's horrible. We need to change this. I mean, I think the biggest problem we face is the Townsend's Warbler is named after a guy who's called people savages little better than brute beasts.
Oh, like he was the only one, right?
There were plenty of people who did that. We still have Columbus Day, don't we?
Yeah, but I think I've heard it. He didn't really call him that, but whatever. Yeah, how many towns and animals across the country and around the world are named after people like that?
Well, who would even look it up? I mean, it wouldn't occur to me to look this kind of thing up.
Well, you know, everybody's got an axe to grind, and you know, everybody's feelings are hurt about something. So evidently, this guy's feelings were hurt about that.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't understand it, but whatever. You know, it was kind of amusing listening to Eric Rage this morning when he neglected the whole way through that to point the blame where it actually belongs.
And where do you place the blame?
The economy. And who runs the economy right now? Who's in charge to make things the way they are right now?
Well, I think it's the Biden administration.
Yep. And we just want to spend more money. We want to send money to Ukraine, you know, in Israel, and wherever else around the world, money that we don't have that has to be printed, borrowed, or whatever, just to saddle our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren with trillions of dollars of debt, but that's okay. I don't understand it, but we're going to rage against Jackson Hewlett because they want to make a buck. Well, you know, you're right, Joe. People don't have to take that buck. They can wait it out. They don't have to spend as much money. They can go get a loan at a bank. You know, Jackson Hewlett's offering a service, and if people take it, well, good for them, and the people, I guess, figure it's good for us, too. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. There's prices, and you either pay the price to get the service or to get what you want, or you don't pay the price.
I've never quite understood that anyways, because, you know, why would you want to take a loan out of money that you're going to get? It just never made much sense.
Well,
but whatever. You know, people can do what they want.
There's a TV commercial for, what's the name of that company? 1-800-CASH-NOW. Forget the name of it, but they do a commercial with opera singers saying, you need money and you want cash now, call 1-800-whatever.
Jury awards or whatever.
Yeah, if you've
got
some
kind of
structured settlement. Now, I'm sure they charge a fortune for that. There are commercials offering to cancel your timeshare, you know, which is actually breaking a legal agreement, and they do that for a fee. You either accept it or you don't. I mean, it's like anything else. I go to the store and the gallon of milk is $6. I either pay it or I go without the milk.
Joe, as an owner of a timeshare, I use it every year. And whether it's a good deal or not, don't know. You know, it is what it is. I did this years ago. But they say that your children's children or children will be saddled with this debt. No, I'm sorry. Everything's in my name. And when I croak, they're saddled with nothing, in my opinion. Are they going to make them come get it? Pay for it? I don't think so. That's why those type of commercials are a bunch of hogwash.
Well, but still, it's somebody, if you feel badly about it, right. I mean, it's what we do in this country. We make a living.
Right.
We sell a service. I mean, I'm constantly amazed. I get these scam phone calls from people who say their name is like Harriet or Jill, and they have a distinct Bangladeshi accent, telling me they're from the federal government. They want to, do I have my new Medicare card?
Uh-huh. I know. I get those, too. You know, they want to talk to me about my old age benefits, and I say I ain't old enough for that yet.
Well, I'm old enough for it, but I don't like the way they're playing the
game. I just hang up.
Well, I mean, you know, you accept the fact that people are trying to make a dollar. Everybody's got some kind of an angle these days, right?
Well, some of them are scams. See, the Jackson Hewlett thing, they're making a buck the legal means, okay? They're putting it out there, putting their terms out. People can accept or not accept. The people on the phone calling you, those are scammers.
Yeah,
every one of them.
Yep, I agree.
So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we're going to get more scammers because I seen an article. Because these people need jobs. 5,000 illegal migrants released into the U.S. through non-governmental organization, NGOs, a day. Those people need to do something. So they're the ones that are going to be setting up the phone banks for the scam calls.
Well, they probably will be.
Yeah. So, you know, but the man in the White House, the guy squatting in the White House, continues to allow it to happen. 5,000 a day?
Well, you know, it's like everything else. You make your choices. You vote for people. You get what you vote for, right?
I will take no claim on what's going on right now.
Well,
I voted against it.
I didn't vote for him either, so.
Yeah. So the people that did have all responsibility on their shoulders, not me.
Well, there we go. That brings us full circle, Stan.
All right. Sorry to call you a bigot, Joe, but, you know, I had to put that out there.
I've been called garbage, now a bigot. I don't care. Just don't call me late for dinner, buddy. I like to eat. Thanks a lot.
I hate to be called late for dinner.
Thanks, Stan. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bob, hang on. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the more of On the Mark. Your phone lines are open, 570-743.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. New career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you. The Squeeze In. Just five stools and the classic orange counter. The Squeeze In has a long history and tradition in Sunbury. Come indulge our selection of unique hot dogs crafted with love and bursting with flavor. Pair them with our decadent chocolate milk for a truly delightful experience. We're dedicated to serving you 7 days a week, ensuring that you can satisfy your cravings whenever they strike. We'd love to hear your memories of squeezing in and making new ones. The Squeeze In in Sunbury, serving you great hot dogs in a tiny place.
It's oil heating season, the best time of all, and Midpen Energy always has you covered. Save yourself time and hassle with their online ordering service through jjpowell.com. You'll be heating with confidence this winter with the exceptional service from Midpen Energy. They provide all your home heating needs, plus HVAC repairs and servicing. Trust their friendly, trained experts at Midpen Energy for new systems, repairs, and maintenance, no matter the temperature outside. Midpen Energy, now offering free delivery on orders of 100 gallons or more. Visit jjpowell.com.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. The winter weather is upon us, and Surplus Outlet has you covered with rock salt and windshield washer fluid to help fight the inclement weather. Surplus Outlet has a great selection of national brand coffees, teas, hot chocolate, and soups to keep you warm. The prices are always hot at Surplus Outlet, so stop in today to help beat the winter weather.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565. We have two callers on the line. We'll get to them in the order in which they came in. Bob from Norrie, you've been hanging on, so you're first, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. I noticed Channel 16 and your radio station is saying the gas prices are going down. The only ones that are down is Sheets and Seals Grove and Harvey's in New Berlin.
Well, okay, but that's place is going down, right?
It doesn't say that there are gas stations down through here.
Well, you know, gas prices are always bouncing up and down. If you could go nuts trying to keep track of it. Isn't there a thing called Gas Buddy that tells you the price in your area?
Yeah, and I don't know if they're selling that 80 air or not. And the other thing is, on Financial Friday, or Thursday, I thought somebody said that the average salary in Sunbury was $60,000 a year?
I don't remember that. That doesn't sound an unusually low number or high number.
Sounds a little, for the average, I think it does. Or if it was Northumberland County, too. Anyhow, maybe it meant Sunbury, Maryland.
I don't know.
Somebody down there, you know.
No, I
didn't
know.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Take care, Bob. Joseph, you're on the mark for Milton.
Yes, good morning, Joe. I can't say I was shocked. Your first caller about the government protecting us or these feeble people from themselves. There's another realm that the government, and this is a fact, in Massachusetts, are trying to protect children from Christians adopting them or becoming foster parents. There's the case of Mike and Katie Burke. They tried to get a foster child, and they were asked a whole lot of questions, but to sum it up, they were asked if they would support and affirm their child's sexual orientation and gender. And being Christians, they said that they would love any child in their home and see that him or her made in God's image and likeness. Of course, they were rejected and not supportive of being a foster parent because they wouldn't acknowledge the new gender if a child was a boy and wanted to be a girl and all that. Now, this is just the first step. And the next step is saying, hey, if you're not supportive of a child, receiving a foster child, then you're not fit to be a parent. Because if they're not supportive and can't get a foster child, in the eyes of the state of Massachusetts, they're not going to be fit to have their own children. And the state can come in and take your children away. Eventually, that's what it's going to boil down to. In fact, I was amazed that Massachusetts, you know, was the first state that legalized, quote-unquote, gay marriage. And, of course, Massachusetts was the birthplace of the Puritans, you know, which was a very conservative sect of Christianity. But well, everything's just going in reverse, and it's just terrible what's going on. But the government is protecting these children. they're not protecting them. They're going along with their foolish fantasy and deception, you know, if they want to be, you know, a different gender.
Well, there's all types of parenting. I mean, there are parents out there who have children who feel exactly as that couple did, and I don't think anybody's going to come and take their children away from them because that's what they believe. But if the state's making a decision about whether or not you can be a good parent, I don't think that should be the only criteria. I would be more concerned that they were raised in a home where faith was a part of that equation, not something that rips people apart.
Well, and nowadays, Joe, everything is reversed, and you know, there's war. The war is against people of faith. I don't care if you're Jewish or Christian. You know what I'm saying? There is a war against that, and you can see that by the riots of this anti-Semitism that's going on. And that they come first. It's like Hitler. He come first for the Jews, then it was the Jehovah's Witnesses, then it was this and that, and eventually it'll be you. You know, this is just the start. And it's going to evolve into that. It is, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't it Eric Bonhoeffer, the minister, who said that when they came for the Jews, I didn't complain because I wasn't a Jew?
Right.
When
they came for someone, the, I don't know who it was.
When they came for the gypsies, I didn't complain because I wasn't a gypsy. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left to protest.
Exactly. And you can see the evolution of these heresies, outright heresies and damnation that is gripping the world, this nation and the world.
Well, going back to your original premise, though, I don't think that they should disqualify somebody from being a foster parent for something that unlikely to happen. I mean, even what's the percentage of people who believe they are of a different sex? It's not very high. Is it above 1%?
I don't know.
I don't know it
and
either.
And I agree with you. It shouldn't, but they did it, and they're doing it. You know, it's something that's done already.
So that's
state,
stopping a family. That's stopping a loving family from having a child that they would care for and love and nurture, because that if they decide they want to be a different sex, they're not going to allow it.
Well, that's what they said there. The parents said, you know, that when adopted, they said they would raise him and love any child in their home, and but they would.
Let me continue.
In other words, they wouldn't support. Their new gender.
Joseph, there's a difference between adoption and foster care. I think that if they adopt somebody, the family has to agree to treat that child as if they were actually born into the family. I mean, that's part of the legal agreement that you sign when you adopt. But fostering a child is a little bit different.
I had foster children and I had adopted children.
All right, well.
And it is different. Now, again, when I adopted children, they wanted me to swear on the Bible. And I would not do that because, according to the Bible, we're not supposed to swear by the Bible, but just let your answers be yea and nay and tell the truth. And so I objected to that, and I still adopted it. They still allowed me to adopt him, you know. But I wouldn't go against the Scriptures, you know. Because the Scripture is very implicit about that, swear neither by heaven or earth.
We're talking about the difference between adoption and fostering.
Yeah,
in fostering, the state maintains its interest in that child. And so if the state determines that they want that child to be able to change their sex, then what the parents or what the foster parents want probably doesn't matter, because they're only there to administer what the state says they may do.
Right.
I
had a blind adopted child and a blind foster child, okay? They were teenagers. And there was a period of time when the foster child, I seen there was something amiss with him. He just wasn't happy and everything, and the other blind boy that I adopted, he would come in and say, "Dad," he said, "Tim, I know he's right there," and he wouldn't answer him. And I banged him in, and I said, "Tim, this has got to stop." I said, "This is going on for some time." And I said, "The next time you do that, you're going to get a belt. You're going to get the belt. You're going to get corporal punishment." Now, these were teenagers, and they were as big as I was. And it wasn't a couple minutes, and it was in the summertime. The door was open, the screen door, and I heard Mike say, "Hey, Tim, he's standing right behind him, wouldn't answer him. I went out, took him by the hand and gave him about three swats across the rear end with my belt, and he was happy as a meadow lark because he was accepted into the family, because I would discipline my own children if they did something that was worthy of corporal punishment. I didn't beat the children, and he was not getting that same love and attention. But once I did that, that's what was wrong with the child.
Okay,
and he was just as happy as could be.
I never
had to punish him in that manner ever after that.
Joseph, we got to move
on. But the state said, "No, you dastn't do that." You know what I mean?
I know. Believe me. Hey, listen, we have to move on. Thank you. I know that in adoption proceedings today, they often put a stipulation in that you agree not to use corporal punishment on a child. We have to take a quick break. Our hotlines, one of our telephone lines is open, 570-743-9565. Actually, all four lines are open, so give us a call right now. Email us, as several people have done it, on the mark at WKOK.com. Text us at 70236. Put OTM at the start of your message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. I'm so excited to tell you about the great values we have for you just in time for the holiday gift-giving season. Here are just a few of the great values. First, a Made in the USA Best Rocker Recliner, in your choice of three leather colors for just $6.99. Your choice of end table, wedge table, or chair side table made of solid wood by the Pennsylvania Amish for just $1.99 each. Choose from two different styles of Quoizel Tiffany lamps, now just $2.49 while supplies last. We have a great selection of desk chairs, curios, mirrors, coat trees, floor lamps, clocks, and decorative items for that special someone on your shopping list. Of course, if you've been good this year, ask Santa for a new bedroom, dining room, or sofa, complete with free white glove delivery in our very own red sleigh. We are open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and Friday evenings by appointment. Please accept my invitation to visit the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, or online at moyersfurniture.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter. When what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove and online at fossjewelers.com.
Staying healthy and independent means staying up to date on recommended vaccinations for COVID, flu, RSV, and more. Get help finding appointments, getting to appointments, or connecting to a variety of other community services that allow you to live your best life through PA Link. PA Link is Pennsylvania's one-stop shop for seniors and adults living with disabilities. Call the PA Link helpline at 800-753-8827.
Supported by a grant from the Administration for Community Living, paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often, but the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. I have a caller on the line, but I want to read this one email that we got here first because it ties into what we were talking about. The pre-Christmas scammers are at it again already this morning. Our emailer says, "I just received a call asking if I had received my new Medicare card. When I said I had not, he told me to get my old card and read off the number so he could confirm that it had been sent. I promptly gave him two blasts from my trusty dog whistle, which I keep near the phone for such calls. There was a scream, and another scammer lost his hearing for the holidays." Probably not the best way to deal with it, but it's a funny way to deal with it. Lance, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, what he just said happened to me with the Medicare card.
Oh, I've had that call, too, and I tell them I have my new card, and they say, "No, you don't have your new card." I said, "Well, I'm looking at it right now," and it gets them really upset.
Yeah. But anyway, you, from time to time, infer that you have a debit card?
I do.
Okay. Well, how much money do you get paid to use that?
I don't get paid anything to use it. I use it for my convenience.
Yeah, right. But you realize you're leaving a lot of money on the table. If you would get, like, American Express, 33% back on groceries at an annualized rate is 36%.
That's true. I know there are a lot of, and I have a card, I have a credit card that offers me money back, but I prefer to just pay it and not get bills at the end of the month. I'm one of those people that I like to control my finances on a day-to-day basis. I like to know what I've got. And so a lot of times I'll just use that debit card just to make it easier for myself. I don't want to finance breakfast. You know, that's what bothers me. You know, the temptation, you run up a big enough credit card bill and you get, let's say, a $400 bill at the end of the month, and you think, well, you know, if I only paid $300, that would be all right. And then you're carrying a balance. I don't carry balances on credit cards.
Well, no, you don't have to with a credit card either. They can take it right out of your checking account, just like you do, you know, with your pencil.
Well,
it's the same deal.
I don't even like that. I have my insurance comes out of my account. I don't like people taking money out of my account without me being aware of it. Yet on the 15th of every month, Planet Fitness takes out money from my account. My insurance company takes out money from my account.
Well, you know, you're leaving money on the table with your Planet Fitness, too.
Why?
Why? Because Medicare will help you out with that.
Well, I'm not aware of that. They didn't. They haven't offered. The scammers who call me from Bangladesh haven't offered me that yet.
But something else, too. If you've seen any of those commercials, actually, I hear them, where they talk about the card that you get as a senior citizen, you know, that you can spend on groceries and whatever else you need. You ever see any of those?
What you mean as part of your Medicare reimburse or Medicare plan?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, I don't know. I don't get money back. I don't have anything that I get money back from the government on except my income tax return.
No, but this is what this avers. That you know, just as being how old you are, and then on Medicare and your zip code, why you can get this. I guess it would be one of those cards, you know, cash cards.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, well, anyway, they do have that. And when you call them, what it is about is you buy insurance, you know, from this particular outfit, and then they rebate you that money. And on the commercial deal, it sounds exactly like it's brand new money, when in reality, all it is your money coming back to you.
So they're recycling my money, huh?
That's exactly right.
Well, is it legal?
I guess it is.
Okay, well then, what are we going to do about it? It's something you make a choice whether or not you want to participate, right?
Yeah, like they say,
no one forcing you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I agree with you. Hey, thanks, Lance. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. Take care. 570-743-9565. We'll take our final break of the day, and we'll be back with more calls, more emails, more texts on the mark. This is WKOK in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Sunbury Motors is going to make December 2023 a December to remember. Every Ford, Kia, and Hyundai will be discounted to levels you haven't seen since before COVID. Sunbury Motors Ford, discounting 2023 Ford Escapes up to $5,000 plus 3.9% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. There are 30 available to choose from. Also, save $9,000 off F-150s and 2.9% APR for 72 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has brand new Kia Fortes starting at $20,785. 7 in stock and ready to move. If you're looking for a multi-purpose vehicle, Sunbury Motors Kia has 7 8-passenger Kia Carnivals starting at under $37,000. All Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the financing everyone's looking for. Buy a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe or a 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. Sunbury Motors is going to make this December a December to remember. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip, Hummel's Wharf, Sunbury Motors Ford, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. The holiday season is upon us, and Surplus
Surplus Outlet has you covered, from decorations to all the holiday fixings for a sit-down meal. Surplus Outlet has a great selection of fresh hams, fruits, and vegetables, and desserts to fit any budget. If you're looking for a gift to give to someone that will go far, be sure to pick up a Surplus Outlet gift card.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We have time for a quick call if you get through at 570-743-9565. I must admit, I am astounded today. I thought the way this program was going to go would be one of two topics. I thought Hunter Biden might wind up coming up as a topic this morning, considering that the special counsel David Weiss says he spent millions of dollars on extravagant lifestyles rather than paying his tax bills. How about that? Hunter Biden. Now, all those people who called in here and talked about Donald Trump's kids being crooks, I thought they'd want to call in today and say, gee, I'm really ashamed that Joe Biden's son appears to be a crook and a tax cheat as well. But we didn't get any calls in that today. Maybe tomorrow. In any event, we have some emails that we haven't gotten to and a text we haven't gotten to. The text says, it's simple, Joe. Eric knows what's best for all of us, and we should look to Eric to save us from ourselves. And then another emailer says, good morning, Joe. I, like Eric, am a little upset today. I was on the phone with my electric supplier, and I wanted to know for sure if I was locked in for the coming year, and she said yes, which is okay. The rates, which my supplier for the coming year is a little high, but I was expecting the rate of electricity to go higher. Anyway, during our conversation, she said, if you want to get out of being locked in, you will have to pay a disconnection fee of $99. I don't remember anyone telling me that a year ago, but I will stay with the supplier, but I just think they take advantage of the people. I don't know about that. I shop for electricity every year online at, I think it's PA, forget what it's called, but there's a state government website that shows all the prices and all the offers that are available in my zip code. And usually the offers say if there is a fee to cancel at the end of some period of time. Most of the offers I get are fixed and then in somewhere around a year or less if they have a really good deal. But, you know, I think should be disclosed to you if there is a fee, and it should be up front before you renew, that's for sure. And let's see, another emailer says, if I can get it here, the pre-Christmas scammer, oh, I did read that, are at it again. Yes, they are at it again. And here's the last one on immigration. Let's see if I can get it here. I believe everything the administration is doing is planned. The fact that there is a vocal discontent from some on the left on the estimated total of illegals to me means the needed number has been reached for whatever nefarious reason. If and when Biden agrees to fix, he will look good for that action, like he cares. Win-win. Okay, and let's see, does that cover everything? Just about. Tomorrow we will talk about Hunter Biden, perhaps. But the new charges were filed on Thursday. Three felonies, six misdemeanors are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging that Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. That's it for today. Hey, thanks. You made it a busy day. Lots of calls, lots of texts, lots of emails. We're going to do this all again tomorrow on WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. See you tomorrow.